Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So today's episode, you guys, it's...
What's wrong?
My hair. Ugh. Can we talk about hair? Wait, time out really fast.
I mean, you guys, I try not to be vain. But I'm just like, can a girl like... Can I just get hair for a second?
Can we talk about, does anyone notice anything?
Are your extensions gone?
I just thought you didn't blow dry.
I'm not sure.
Well, we do sound quite vain right now. I like your butterflies.
Oh, hold on. Grandma. Stay on topic. What is wrong
with your hair? I like your butterflies. That's shiny.
Squirrel. Hair.
Okay.
Did you cut it?
Well, this goes to the conversation that I had with you earlier this morning about what I think I have. You have no idea. So
I want to say so much about that. Can I?
Yeah. In a second.
I'm so clueless. What is happening?
So okay.
It kind of goes along with our topics of like when people say K, you know, like I got hey, can you call me? And I was just like, dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
I get that all the time now. So
I'm not as conditioned.
What, do I tell my side of the story first or do you tell yours?
I don't know. They're funny either way. So go ahead. Okay.
So about, let's see. I'm about 5 weeks postpartum. Y'all, I have had the itchiest scalp. I mean, itching so bad. I'm like digging my nails into my head, like the itchiest scalp, right? And so I'm Dr. Google. So I go on and I'm just like Googling. So I go on Google and they're like, oh, it's like, it could be your hormones or whatever. So I don't think anything of it. And it's probably going to go away. I read some, articles, like whatever those forums are. And it's like, yeah, I had it too. Oh my gosh, crazy itchy scalp. So
she's doing it right
as I'm itching my scalp.
Which is amazing.
So cut to after Christmas and I'm still just like itching everywhere. And then it's like in the back of my neck and my ear. And I'm like, do I have lice? Like, why am I itching? Right. So I contact my doctor and I'm like, hey, I'm like having such bad itching. Like it's actually depressing me because I'm like, something's wrong again. Like, you know, the postpartum, everything. I'm just kind of like, can I just not have something going wrong? Like first it was the kidney, it was this, it was that, and then the baby, and then I can't do that. And so I'm like, now I'm itching. Like,
plus it's not comfortable.
Love. Yeah. It's so not comfortable.
You just exist in your own body for a second.
Yeah. Like I have to actively choose not to scratch my head, even though I feel like I have to. So anyway, so I email the doctor. I'm like, is this normal? She's like, no. And I'm like, well, great. You know what happens when someone tells me something isn't normal. So now I'm like, yeah, major problem. Like I have MS. Cause it's like, there's all the things of like what itch like causes itching or whatever. So she's like, I would recommend going to see a dermatologist. So I'm like, okay. So I go see Dr. Lee and she's amazing. She does my Botox. Like she's great. So she's also like her main things. Like she's a
very like, she's a very good dermatologist. And so she's looking and she's like, well, I don't, she's like, you have no dandruff. So it's not
dry.
Anything dry. Your scalp, look, there's no nothing on your scalp. She's like, and then, you know, she's looking anywhere. I was like, well, this itches over here. And like this, I have a random itch here. And like this kind of itches. And she's like, there's no bumps. There's no hot. I'm like, then what is it? Right. And so then she draws an X on my arm. Right. So I'm going to do it right here. I'm going to show you guys. So she draws an X on my arm and then she does an X on the lady in the office. My skin makes an X. So if we were to do an X on yours, like mine in about 1 minute will look like a big red X. So there's something in my body that's like an autoimmune that's attacking, something's attacking my body and we don't know what it is. So, cause like the other lady, hers didn't have an X and mine like gets a red X because it's my skin reacting, whatever. So she's like, I need to take some blood work from you. And I'm like, Dr. Lee, like, you, what do I have? She's like, right. I was like, but what could it be? She's like, I have some fear. See, like, I see how it's turning to be an X right there. It's like red, red X. Yeah. You would not have that if I did that to you. So listen to this. So
I kind of want to test
now
myself.
Now I'm nervous. Do I? Well, so, I do have that in me, but.
So she's like, well, it could be a couple things. And I'm like, break it down. What am I dying of? You know, because I go straight to like, I'm dying. She's like, you could have lupus. You could have kidney failure, kidney disease. And I'm like, kidney. Oh my God. Oh my God. Geez. So I spiral because I'm like, all that kidney issue I had. I go, Dr. Lee, I had like massive kidney infections when I was pregnant. And she's like, it could be then absolute your kidney. And so I'm going to need you to go like right now to go get like some blood work. She's like, cause it could be like your sign that your kidneys are failing. So no, look how, right, look mm-hmm. how red my X is mm-hmm. on my arm. So I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like Googling kidney disease and I'm like, I'm giving myself 1 week to live. Like it's like
updating the will.
Yeah. Like it's bad. So I go and, you know, it could be a few, it could be my thyroid. A thyroid also causes itching if it's like a high, whatever. So, you see that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
interesting.
Uh-huh. So I go, so my levels come back. She's like, you're a little low in like a few of the things. She's like, but nothing that causes kidney, nothing that causes thyroid, nothing that you don't have lupus. And so I'm like, okay, then what is it? Because I cannot stop itching. So the other night, and again, I don't know if this is actually what it is, but now I'm going to go like further look into this because I cannot figure it out. And now I'm like a month and a half in and I'm like driving myself nuts, right? With this itching and took my extensions out. Like maybe it's something with my extensions randomly. Like, so I'm like,
I'm
eliminating everything. I took away every supplement, everything. Like nothing has changed in my diet. Nothing at all. So sorry, scratching.
So the other day, brief pause for a head scratch.
So the other day, I'm like, I see Jolie itching her head. And I'm like, give me your arm. So I make an X on her arm. And her arm does, look at, you see this? It's still a red X.
I did mine.
But do you see?
I'm doing mine.
You see my red X right there?
Yeah.
It's still red.
So Amy's been doing the same thing. So I'm very curious.
So I'm looking at her. I was like, holy she's got a red X. And so I text Dr. Lee and I was like, not sure if these two are connected, but I'm trying to figure this out. Do you see how like long mine's still staying there though? Uh-huh. The X.
You guys.
This episode should be called X Marks the Spot. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't want to suggest any titles. But.
Yeah. So anyways, so I'm like, Jolie, give me your arm.
It could be called Head and Shoulders too if you're looking for a sponsorship.
Oh, see, yours is going red too.
I know. I'm quite nervous now. Can you get to quickly what we're both diagnosed with?
Mine didn't really.
We're all scabies. So what I texted Dr. Lee with, and here, I'm just going to send you the text message.
You guys, it's really red. What do I have?
How hard did you scratch it?
I mean, I did scratch it to like see.
You got to like.
Okay, I'll do the other one. I have a whole other arm.
I didn't do it that hard though.
I mean, yeah, so do that one. So you keep that one. Okay. So
quickly, what am I diagnosed with?
What do we think this is?
So I text Dr. Lee and I go, she goes, how you feeling? I go, still itching scalp and the X on my arm. My daughter said her head scratches and her arm made an X, but maybe that's just coincidence. She goes, oh, can maybe you guys have scabies? And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And did I get it from sitting on this couch?
So I'm like,
I can promise you right now, you do not. You remember I had it years ago.
You had scabies?
It's the worst thing I've ever been through in my entire life.
Okay, well then it's a mite under your skin.
I know. You don't remember? I stayed home for like months.
What is it? Because the name of it sounds...
It's terrible. And I can promise you, you wouldn't be able to sleep.
No, I can't. I have to take fucking sleeping pills because of the itching.
Do you, you would see marks though. You would have rash and stuff.
I do have that X. Do I have this? Or is this just a human response to scratching yourself? Yeah.
No, because I swear the lady in the office.
Think scabies.
Well, then what is the itching?
I mean, it was, and again, we weren't 100% that that's what I had, but I mean, it was the most miserable I've ever been.
Yeah.
And I mean, you itch your entire body. It's awful. Unless it's just getting, what you
so
should
see. So then I'm itching.
See,
so I'm itching here. You see how swollen it is?
Look it up. Uh-huh. And there's like these lines that will show up on your skin.
Have you?
It's eliminated gluten. I've never admitted that, but it was terrible.
But like, why would it randomly? Thank you for sharing that with us and being so authentic.
Well, I still don't know. I mean, I had traveled a lot, but yeah. Like nice hotels, like nothing gross, not, you know, whatever.
What do you, is it like a contact thing?
I mean, it's like, yeah. Yeah. It would have had to been from like infected like sheets somewhere or something. But I mean, I hadn't stayed anywhere, not gross. You know, I hadn't, who knows how, but it's like the most embarrassing. I was in the middle of summer. I'd go to soft baseball games and I'd wear full long sleeves.
How long does it last? Miserable.
It was months for me.
Is it perpetuated by something? Like, that's why I was like, have you eaten gluten? Maybe it's your body's reaction to gluten.
It just wouldn't randomly happen, I feel like.
But also, side note to this, I'm literally dealing with the same thing with Emmy. This is so interesting.
I've
been looking at her head, seeing if there's no dandruff, there's no...
She's itching.
Like, she can't stop.
Oh my God, what is happening?
It's very dry. I've got nothing dry. I've been using like medicated
weather. She'll be out there at tumbling and she can't stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, you look like a dog, like scratching yourself. I looked for lice. Like I literally, she was like, will you just take me to a lice place and make sure?
Yeah.
Like that's how much she's itching.
Oh my God. We have to figure this out.
I know. What is happening? I'm going to do an X on her, but I told her whatever shampoo she's been using to just eliminate it. Like we're just going to eliminate things one by one.
Same, but like not working.
Yeah.
Like literally not where I'm like, I don't. So like, if you figure it out, let me know.
I know, that's crazy.
I get very Dr. House about stuff like this.
I got a steroid shot. Still didn't help. Like, so it's like, it's something and mine's still there. Is yours still
there?
That
is
interesting. And you don't think it's dry weather.
So what does that mean?
I have something that my body is fighting that's causing the reaction. So something is in that I'm having a reaction to.
Stuff is like, that's what alopecia is. It's like it attacks the hair follicles and your hair falls out or whatever. And that's an autoimmune. So it's all very similar, but
we're both postpartum. Does that matter?
Yours isn't really like...
Eh. I'd like to do it on you.
Okay. But I just wonder if it's something to do with like our bodies getting back in balance.
I don't know, but why the fuck is my head itching?
I know. That's if we could all... If someone could message us and let us know why...
Yeah, because it's driving me mad. And I'm like, I can't do it. But the funny thing was, is I just dealing with some things. And so I haven't called back Kristen. And then I said, hey, can you call me back? And you were on the phone, right?
So Monday I text her, I get nothing back. Fine. Totally fine. She's in postpartum. I give grace on grace on grace, right? I'm not that girl. Yesterday I FaceTime her because I'm like, I just want to see. I need like a little visual check-in. I like to get like a temperature read, you know? No answer. Mm-hmm. Huh. So then I send her the song. I just called to say I love you because I thought maybe she just needs to know that. That's okay. Wherever she is.
No answer.
Nothing. And then today, quick call. Thought it was a butt dial. I was like, I missed it, but that was weird. I was right by my phone. Then I get a, hey, can you call me? I call her, go straight to voicemail. I'm like, okay, all righty. What are we dealing with?
And then
I said to sweet Christine, who's at my house, I said, that's weird. And she goes, well, are you worried? And I said, no, not really. Because the thing with Jana is it could be, hey, can you call me? I have a scab on my toe or you're fired from wind down. Like it could be any of the things. And I'm just think there's not anything we can't handle.
So then when I call her, she's like, you could. I was like, yeah, I got to talk to something, but I might also have scabies. And she's like, oh my God, this is so funny.
I was like, right on target.
Yep. Exactly. Anyways, what I thought. Okay. We've kept it very light. Our next guest is in the waiting room. And in this one, it's so hard because I don't know what to say. She obviously lost her husband, Twitch, to suicide over a year ago. And I knew her from, it's Allison Holkerboss from Dancing with the Stars. And I knew I was on her season when she was on there. And it's just like, what do you even say? And so
I had to be really like, I'll be honest, probably will cry during this episode, but I had to be like really prayerful about all of this because I, you know, like I've shared with you, had really similar dark times in life. Where like that was an option in my brain.
Sure.
So I think that is what is, it's just, I don't know. I had to be like, I was like, I don't know. I just was really prayerful.
Well, let's take a break, get her on. But first I have to ask Hannah, Jackie, Easton, did you guys do the X and do you have an X on your arm?
I did the X.
I knew you guys
were doing it. Like, I'm like, there's no way.
Screen's off. Xing.
Is it still there?
No, mine's not.
The one you did isn't really super there.
Yeah, yours doesn't.
I was itching the whole time, though. You guys were talking about it. I was scratching my head.
Well, I know. Now I feel like I have an itchy scalp just from association.
All right. Totally. Anyways, let's take a break and then we'll get Allison on. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi, lovely. How are
you? Hi. I love you and I love your energy always. And I just remember when I did Dancing with the Stars and you were obviously the pro that season with Babyface, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I just remember like you were just so like your energy was amazing. You were so sweet, so welcoming. And like, I just really, I've always like appreciated that. And like, you're just a beautiful soul. So thank you for always being that and sharing that with other people too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're so kind. I remember we had so much fun that season. Yeah, it was really, really wonderful. Everyone was great. It felt like a little family. It was awesome. So I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. You're sweet. You want to start?
Well, I love you. It's just aggressive to say out loud, but it's funny because I don't scroll anymore on Instagram. I kind of made a promise to myself, but if I ever see you, I always click because you're fun. Your outfits are fun and you're always moving. So I'm not a dancer, but I married a dancer-ish.
Preston is not a dancer.
I don't know how much he would want me to share publicly. He's not like a dancer, like pole, like choreographer.
Wait,
dancer.
No, but again, are you serious? Yeah. Oh, he's getting a text later.
Oh, it's like Backstreet Boys. Like he will pull out some moves. So we always have watched you and your late husband because he was like, look at these two together. Something I could never do. I can't 5, 6, 7, 8 to save my life. So I would always be like, well, then we can just watch them because they're amazing and beautiful. But I've always enjoyed thoroughly just your presence, like how much fun, how much life and light you guys have shared with your world. And we dance party at our house to mostly to shake up my own sads. I've struggled with bouts of depression a lot, actually, But we dance to get that out. But it's not nearly as choreographed and cute as you. But we do dance in our kitchen. It's a little less hot. But I've just always really appreciated your presence. And I will say this, and we don't have to stay here, but I just want you to know that, like, the moment I found out about the passing of your husband, it was an absolute gut punch, as I know I can't even imagine, obviously, but for the rest of the world, being on our side of things, it was so unexpected feeling because he is such a light. And I think that is the one thing that I wish people knew more about, was that that is always there too for people that struggle with anything that is dark, that we can dance it out and we can move and through those things. But like, you guys are so loved and you will stay so loved. And I'm just so thankful that you got to share your world with us from my seat in the world.
Thank you. That's really sweet. I appreciate everything you just said. And, you know, I wish and I hope that we can bring more awareness to mental health and make people feel more comfortable when they need to ask for help and when they need to talk something out, and making them feel seen and heard, where you're not going to be looked at different if you ask for help. And I think that's a big thing and a big stigma, specifically for men, really, that no one's going to look down on you just because you might need a little bit of an extra hug or a talk or need to go somewhere or need to find someone or whatever it is that you're struggling with. I just hope that we can change that stigma and really bring awareness that having a talk with someone does not make you and make you look small or feel small to someone else.
I think we as a society need to be more mindful of the way we parent boys in general, just because I don't know, and parenting, just the intention with parenting, period. But I do agree with everything you're saying. There's a certain pressure or stigma put on them as a gender that doesn't feel fair to. And like, you have to be big and brave and all the things. And in reality, you're still just a person and God made you and loves you.
Well, and I'll say too, Allison, again, we're gonna go to the other side of this, but you know, I think one of the things that made me started crying the first time, like when I saw you dance again, and I was like, wow, like what a beautiful, like she's dancing and she's moving through grief like that. And I think that gives so much to other people that are going through the same thing, and you're helping more people than you know. And with this book you have coming out, Keep Dancing Through a Boss Family Groove, like, you know, it's out now. People can get it. It's by you and Twitch. So when did you guys write it? What's the message through it? Because I just love all our listeners to know about it, to get the word, spread it. And yeah, like, when did you guys write it? And when, you know, was this when it was supposed to be released, or did you hold it? Like, what was kind of the whole thing?
Okay. So we wrote this book back in 2021. And we wrote it because I've always had a dream of writing a children's book ever since I had my first daughter, Wesley, who's now 15. So this has been something I've been putting into the ecosystem and manifesting for 15 years. And, you know, work gets away from you. Life gets away from you. And when we had Zaya, my youngest daughter, who's now 4, when we had her, I was like, what a brilliant time to not just, you know, share our family on social media and continue to do these TV shows, but really share our family's story in paper, you know, and in book form. And we wanted to share a day in the life of our family. And I think it's something that's really special that the God and universe really worked with us in our favor, because it's a testament to who we were and who we will still be as a family. Mm-hmm. Because truly, honestly, this book, it just takes you through a day of our lives. And I've always been a really big manifester. I believe in affirmations and I do all these things every single morning. And I've been teaching my children this for years. And so what the book is following a day in the life of each of my kids going through a struggle. And the words that we use to get them out of those struggles and the things we've been teaching them for them to be able to lean on each other. And why I tell you all those things is because after everything happened to me a year ago, there was a lot of discussions if we even wanted to launch the book. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, there was moments of maybe I want to hold this book selfishly just for me and the kids, mm-hmm. and not let anyone else have it, and let it be a book that my kids can read and look back on these beautiful times and this beautiful memory that we share. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I didn't know if I wanted to hold on to it to just be something for us. Mm-hmm. And then I read the book again and I looked at the messaging and I reread the title. All of these things were done. The book was written. The illustrations were done. The title was done. And I told Disney, I was like, this is all I can do is keep dancing through. And this is what I'm going to tell my children. And this is what Stephen would want me to do. And this is what I need to do. And if I'm going to say anything to anybody that's been following my family's journey and supporting my family, and you know, people have been following my journey since I was 18 and following his journey since he was like, you know, however old, you know, 20, 22, when he first did his shows. And they've watched us grow and they've watched us become a family and they've supported us and they loved us. And if I was going to say anything to anyone, I would tell them to keep dancing through. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I carried forward to bring this book and actually put it back out there in the world for everyone else to be able to share in is because I wanted to give back and share that we can keep dancing through. And that's what I would want. And that's what I want to, I'm going to do. And it's what I'm going to teach my children to do. And I hope to let other people know that it's okay to keep dancing through. So it's something that's really, really special to my kids and something special to me. And I really know that Stephen would want this and in honor of him as well.
Yeah. I love that message too, especially for people that are dealing with grief too, because you know, even our friend Kelly, who lost her husband, she's like, what's the timeline? When can I like be like, it's like, she's like, I don't want to like look like I'm too happy or like, can I, you know, it's just like, cause I'm still grieving and I'll always be grieving. And she's like, but no matter what, like you just, you dance through it, you get through it. And you're showing people that like, you can still be both and you can carry both and you can do it gracefully. And yeah, that's I can't imagine it, but I love that the message that you're putting out there, because I think people would maybe feel bad for dancing or being happy, you know, or trying, or you know what I mean?
Like showing to the world that they're happy. Like I remember Kelly talking about that. Like,
yeah.
You know, people have an idea of what the timeline should be,
right.
But she's if like, I'm like, showing something other than that, am I not, you know, doing it right or, you know, whatever.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
I do think you, I wanted to pull it up so that I wasn't misspeaking because I don't have my copy with me, but I think what was super special, I live for kids' books. Like, I love kids' books. And I think it's so special to be able to share your family with my kids. Like, it's just neat, you know? So thank you, first of all, for taking like the leap and going, I do want to share this because it is so cool to be a mom and be able to like read different life paths with kids, you know? What I thought was really neat about it that I don't feel like you're not going to probably toot your own horn, but there's this like really sweet rhythmic piece of it that is not a normal family that I would say is pretty exclusive to like your household from what we have seen of you just as like, you know, followers. But there's something like beboppy about the way it's written that I think is really special and like pretty unique to your family. And I think that is pretty cool. So tell me, does that feel like a little bit of the like curtain pulled back to expose that piece of your family? Cause to me, that's who you guys are, but I've never seen that really in a kid's book. I don't think ever.
For me, that was, I'm so happy that you caught that because that actually is something that we've been hoping for. Music is such a huge part of our family and how we live our lives and move through lives. We always have music playing and it kind of guides us and the emotions and the toll and the energy that my house has. And so we really wanted to have this rhythmical vibe to the book without it being about music, you know, but really having this tone that kind of follows a rhythm that it almost feels like while you're reading it, you're kind of moving back and forth with it, which is why it's, you know, I'm strong, I'm smart, I'm kind, I've got beats around me too, you know, take some deep breaths in and out and I'll keep dancing through. It kind of, we wanted it to feel like it had this like motion to it in the words. And so I'm glad that you caught on to that, but it's such an important thing for us. And my kid, I mean, listen, my kids, their vocabulary when it comes to music is chef's kiss. It's beautiful. but it is true. So thank you for catching that. And we've hoped that people would feel that when they read the book.
Well, it's exciting. I have a little, I'm raising a little beatboxer. So that part to him is what's so cool. Is that like beatboxy, the bippity, like, you know, the zip, 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 like whatever the toothbrushing piece of it is or whatever, like everything to him is a song. So I think that's just pretty neat. And it's just kind of fun. It's like crazy to me to connect on pages, the music piece of that. We're a music family, so we try to keep music around, but I also just love silence a lot. So I feel like I'm not as jam out as I should be. But it is, I just feel like it's really a way, a very unique way to connect musically from something you're just reading. And yeah. It's not a sing-songy, you know, like it's just a really unique way to do that. And I just truly appreciate the sharing of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, for me with the book, it's the rhythm, but like the biggest message I hope that people realize and take away from the book is really the affirmations in it though. You know, my children, every single morning, my kids, it's really like, it's my favorite moment with my kids. Every morning they start by saying, I'm strong, I'm smart, I'm beautiful and kind. Maddox is handsome. and it's just kind of a way for us to connect. And I think it's good to instill in children confidence and courage and talking kindly to themselves because you talk to yourself more than anybody else is, right? Like we have such inner dialogue with ourselves, you know, all the time. I'm trying to teach my children that you have to speak kindly to yourself because you can't rely on happiness from someone else. You can't rely on this from someone else. You have to do it for yourself. So I'm just trying to encourage, you know, being nice and speaking highly of yourself and encouraging yourself and lifting your spirits yourself and being your own advocate in life, you know?
Yeah, because the world's going to beat you down and tell you that you're not, and you have to be strong enough to know, okay, the, you know, all the things that we're affirming and having our kids affirm to themselves that they're like, no, actually, I don't care that you don't like me and you're being mean. Like, I know I'm awesome because since 7 years old, my mom's been saying, I'm enough. I'm brave. Because like Jolie has that in her room too. She's like, I'm brave. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. I'm kind. She's like, and I'm Jolie Ray. And there's a few more things like I'm enough. And every day I'm like, there you go, baby. Like say it all, you know? So, and because I don't think I got that as a kid.
Well, I was going to ask.
So yeah. So I'm like, to me, I'm like, I need her to know because it's like, she's, I don't know, this is probably awful to say, like and probably a therapist would be like, that's really bad. But sometimes I look at her like, what did my little child, like she's like my almost little child, like the one that was hurt inside me. So I'm like, I got to love her and protect her and like, you know, make sure I choose my words carefully. Like, what would I want as my little girl that was injured or that was wounded,
right?
You know, want to hear.
Well, I think we all have to do that because the things that we didn't get. Yeah.
Does it feel like something you're passing down because you had that, or does it feel like something you wish you had more of? And so you're determined to kind of like change the narrative of your family history from here forward.
The first time I ever really started playing with affirmations, I was 20 years old. It is something that I now have been doing for so long in my life. And I attest to the way I live my life through this. I do it every single morning. Every single morning, I start my day by getting ready, do my hair and makeup, and I'm talking to myself. And I probably sound like a crazy human, but I'm going through all my affirmations and I'm doing it. And it's meant so much to me. And it's changed my life and it's helped me through so many hard times in my life. So for me, I wanted to teach it to my kids at an earlier age so they, you know, can get through the hardest times of their life through it and with it as well. But I've been doing it for a really, really long time. And I have such a plethora and different arrangement of types of affirmations and manifestations that I say and do. The newest one with my kids that I do, though, which is, oh, it's my favorite, is I say, we do the, and then they finish it out by saying the hard things. And I do that one because I cold plunge every morning. And it's quite literally one of the hardest things I do.
Sounds miserable. Pam time. Does that. I'm like, nope.
No. Yeah. I think because we were raised in Michigan, we feel like we filled our quota. So we don't have to do those things anymore. Good. Yeah. We're like, no, actually not charming.
but it's something that I really believe in, and I've seen the benefits of it. And it's, while I've been having this really hard year, I think it's a really big thing that I do it, and it's been really helpful for my children as well.
That's one thing I really want to do. And I am not like, you just started doing this kind of on assignment.
Oh yeah.
We talked from about Alan. This
a couple weeks ago. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the challenge. This is silly. I'm 42 years old. I want to be able to stand in front of a mirror and say those things. I'm
going to challenge you for a week to do it. I'm going to write you what you have to say, yeah, and you got to read it. Ooh, we all need to do it. Well, yeah.
But I do know it changes your frequency. It changes the way you think, the way you feel. Like, of course, right? I just don't know why I can't get out of my own way.
But that's the hard part of it, you know, is, you know, it's easy to say things like fleeting, but you've got to look yourself in the mirror. Like, that is the biggest part of it that you have to do that I sometimes think that people miss, is you have to be like staring at yourself and seeing yourself and saying it to yourself in that way. And it's just a game changer. And it's because you're seeing yourself, you're looking at yourself, you know? And I always say too that I think it's also the discipline of doing it. And I know that sounds wild and like, well, you know, you're just talking and blah, blah, blah. But I've done it every single morning since I was 20 and I'm now 35. And I do not let it get away from me. I do it every single morning. So it's like the discipline and the habit of it and the act of it that's really gotten me through.
I love that. Well, Allison, thank you for coming on. Everyone get Keep Dancing Through a Boss Family Groove by Allison Boss and Twitch. So thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Right.
Love
you.
Okay.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
If I was her, I would start my mornings with like a boss.
Like a boss.
Go get them, girl. Like a boss.
Guys, that was a good episode. I'm just going to just scratch away.
Stay scratch tuned that. We come up with any answers.
Scratch that. Oh, that's another one.
Has the answer for us. Someone out there does.
I wanted to do this on Instagram, but I didn't want.
We got to get a sponsorship somewhere for what this. This is like a very head and shoulders moment.
But it's not dandruff.
I know. But do you, there, okay, so weather has to be a piece of it because it's dry.
No, friend. And no, I mean, I'm not dry. I'm not dry.
I'm not.
I mean, I'm dry, but my head's not like.
I don't know, girl. It's weird, but apparently it's not common. So
it's not scabies. Please.
I don't know.
If you have like lines show up, let me know. I'll look at it and see. Oh my God. I can't. Okay. We got to stop.
All right. We got to stop. Okay. Have a great night or day. Bye. Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.